Never mind. It suited him, as did the preponderance of young women like Naomi, hard, ambitious, metropolitan. In rare moments of self-doubt, Dexter had once worried that a lack of intellect might hold him back in life. But here was a job where confidence, energy, perhaps even a certain arrogance were what mattered. All qualities that lay within his grasp. Yes, you had to be smart, but not Emma smart. Just politic, shrewd, ambitious. He loved his new flat in nearby Belsize Park, all dark wood and gunmetal. And he loved London, spread out, vast and hazy before him on this St. Swithin's Day. And he wanted to share all this excitement with Emma, introduce her to new possibilities, new experiences, new social circles, to make her life more like his own. Who knows? Perhaps Naomi and Emma might even become friends. Soothed by these thoughts, and on the verge of sleep, he was woken by a shadow across his face. He opened one eye, squinting up. "Hello, beautiful." Emma kicked him sharply in the hip.
"Ow!"
"Don't you ever, ever do that again."
"Do what?"
"You know what? Like I'm in a zoo, you poking me with a stick, laughing."
"I wasn't laughing at you."
"I watched you, sat straddling your girlfriend, chuckling away."
"She isn't my girlfriend, and we were laughing at the menu."
"You were laughing at where I work."
"So? You do?"
"Yes, because I work there. I'm laughing in the face of adversity. You're just laughing in my face."
"Em, I would never, ever..."
"Well, that's what it feels like."
"Well, I apologise."
"Good." She folded her legs beneath her and sat next to him. "Now do your shirt up and pass me the bottle."
"And she really isn't my girlfriend."
He fastened 3 low shirt buttons, waiting for her to take the bait. When she didn't, he prodded again.
"We're just sleeping together every now and then, that's all."
As the possibility of a relationship had faded, Emma had endeavoured to harden herself to Dexter's indifference, and these days a remark like this caused no more pain than, say, a tennis ball thrown sharply at the back of her head. These days she barely even flinched.